Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and last week I left everyone with a challenge.
Why don't you clear that up?
I said, start with the word milestone. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a four-letter vehicle and a five-letter word describing people it often transports during this time of year. What are the words?
I figured out that the words are limo and teens.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Of course, off to their various proms.
All right, Ian, on June 5th, 1947, the initiative that became the European Recovery Program, commonly known as the Marshall Plan, was drafted. The plan was named for then-Secretary of State George Marshall, who outlined the program in his speech to the 1947 graduating class of Harvard University and provided $17 billion to Europe in an effort to help rebuild their economies after World War II. To commemorate the plan, this week I've brought questions about famous Marshalls.
I'm saluting.
Nominated to the Supreme Court by Lyndon Johnson in June of 1967 and confirmed 2 months later, Justice Thurgood Marshall served as a justice for 24 years. He may be best known for a landmark case he argued before the court 17 years before his appointment, in which the court ruled that the separate but equal doctrine did not apply to public education. What case is it?
Brown v. Board of Education?
That is correct. And Thurgood Marshall's given first name, as a bonus fact, is actually Thurgood, and he shortened it in second grade because he got tired of spelling it. Between 1946 and 1962, the Marshall Islands were home to a large part of what was known as the Pacific Proving Grounds. These sites were used by the United States Department of Energy to conduct over 100 of what type of test?
Bomb.
Yes, nuclear bomb tests, right. And in 1956, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission declared that the Marshall Islands are, quote, by far the most contaminated place in the world.
Huh.
Portrayed by Jason Segel and based on one of the show's co-creators, Marshall Erickson is married to Lily and best friends with Ted, Barney, and Robin on what long-running CBS sitcom, told in flashbacks and narrated by Bob Saget?
It's How I Met Your Mother.
It is indeed How I Met Your Mother. And one of my favorite episodes is one in which Marshall receives some bad news at the end of the episode, and there's a countdown hidden throughout the episode, and by the time it gets to number one, that's when the bad news comes. Among the films directed by Penny Marshall include 1992's A League of Their Own, the Oscar-nominated Awakenings from 1990, and what 1988 film, the first film directed by a woman to gross more than $100 million at the domestic box office?
Give me a hint about the movie.
You might get a hint if you put a quarter in.
Oh, Big?
Yes, Big is correct. And finally, the so-called Marshall Stack, in which an amplifier is placed on top of one or more loudspeaker cabinets in a tower-like formation, was popularized, and some even say invented, by what pioneering rock guitarist who first used the configuration in the mid-1960s in an effort to increase the volume of his guitar?
I'm going to say Pete Townsend.
That's a good choice. Well, once again, Ian's performance stacked up pretty well. If you've got any feedback for us, first, turn down your amplifier, and second, write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you marshal enough energy, you can check out the extra credit at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of the actor E.G. Marshall. That's E.G.M.A.R.S.H.A.L.L. Change one letter to an L, not either of the two that are already there, of course. And you can rearrange the result to spell two five-letter antonyms. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.